trusting in God's wisdom concerning all things. This is somewhat like the point of trusting in God to meet all of our needs. But that was to meet all of our needs. This is not to meet all of our needs. This is to trust His wisdom concerning all things. And this is a higher point. Okay? Do you all understand me that this is not the same kind of wording? For Him to meet all of our needs is right. But to see His wisdom, to trust in His wisdom concerning all things, whether He met your need like you thought He should or not, you trust in His wisdom. Right. This is higher. Okay. Sometimes He takes us into a little avenue that we didn't think that was the way He's supposed to meet my need. But He took us in this direction. Because why? Because He's God. That means He has the monopoly on wisdom. And it infers that we don't know anything. For example, in 1 Corinthians 2, 6 and 7, just listen to the way Paul speaks about it. And he's reverent. I mean, he's awed by God's wisdom. But we speak wisdom among those who are full grown. He even puts a limitation on how they can speak wisdom. Yet a wisdom not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are being brought to naught. But we speak God's wisdom how? In a mystery. A mystery means they don't get it. Then he says, the wisdom which has been what? Hidden. So again, you don't get, you just doesn't come, it's not self-evident. Okay? You got to be in the right place, the right people, with the Word of God, in the right spirit, in the right heart, and then you can get it. The wisdom which has been hidden, which God predestinated before the ages, and that wisdom was for our glory. Glory. This is the wisdom we're talking about. We have to trust in this hidden, mysterious, wonderful wisdom because it's the wisdom of God. You see? Now, how does our wisdom stack up to a wisdom like that? It's a predestinated wisdom. It really shows how low human wisdom is, how high the divine wisdom is. We could even go to the Old Testament verse in what Isaiah about his wisdom is higher than human wisdom, and the two don't have anything to do with each other. You know, they're not compatible. They don't touch. So this is something we have to trust in God's wisdom concerning all things. Okay. Then Romans 9:20, Paul says in that verse, talking about the people who think that they are wise in this world. The scribe, for example, and the philosopher, and so forth. And Paul has heard all these arguments, and he, somewhat in a strong tone, somewhat almost you think it's an exasperated tone, he makes a statement and several statements in this context, and he says, "But rather, O man, who are you who answer back to God? Who are you? Who answer back to God?" God says this and this, and you say, "Well, let's consider that. Maybe, may not be." See, you know, this kind of thing. That's why there's a lake of fire just for these people. This is rebellion. And you know, sometimes we just have to repent to the Lord. I'm rebellious. You have a wisdom. You have a way. You know what you're doing with me. I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't see it. I don't whatever, and so forth. And I'm in rebellion. That's just the case. Or would you rather answer back to God and tell Him how it should be done? Shall the thing molded say to Him who molded it, "Why did you make me thus?" See, that's rebellion. He's God. This is the context of the potter and the clay. Do you think the clay has anything to say about how it's shaped, or does the potter have exercised full rights what he does with the clay? A good verse is Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those Amen. Who are called according to His purpose. See, this verse saves you many times, right? All things. This side shows doesn't infer rebellion. This side infers absolute and perfect care. You are under the best, most perfect, most timely, and most precise care. If He knows when the sparrows fall, if He knows how many hairs you have on your head, then you are under a divine care that everything is working together for good for you because you're a lover of God. So this is trusting in God's wisdom. It's a little higher than just trusting Him to meet your needs, okay? This is to see His wisdom. God is wise. We're so stupid. As college-age students become from 20s to 30s to 40s, the exercise of their spirit should get better and better and better. Whether it does or not, one thing will get better, and that's your realization of how stupid you are. You may be brilliant in worldly wisdom, but in the divine things, you are a child. But the Lord, when you come to that point, then you can just enjoy Him as a little child, and you can know everything is done and cared for good. His heart is toward us, is He would not do one thing if it wasn't for our benefit, and we would not be blessed by it. If you have that attitude, if you have that attitude, it will change you. Yes? I don't mean that would be the only factor that would change you, but it would be an ingredient that would change your being. Okay, where are we here? 2 Corinthians 1:9 through 10. This is just Paul's desperate experience. Indeed, we ourselves had the response of death in ourselves. This is when they were under persecution. This death is not spiritual death, this is physical death. They were under great persecution, that we should not base our confidence on ourselves. Again, the self is prominent here, to not base your confidence on that, but on God who raises the dead. This meant resurrection. If they are killed, God will raise them up. This is where they were at one point. Then the Lord appeared to them and gave them a great word, who said, who has delivered us? Paul said, God, who has delivered us out of so great a death, and will deliver us, in whom we have hope that He will also yet deliver us. See? So you have deliverance in really all kinds of tenses here.
Yes.
And Paul, even before he's delivered, Paul says, and will deliver us, and we pray even He will yet deliver us. You see? Sounds contradictory or repetitive, but it's just his emphasis of how God is faithful. And you know, he also, in 2 Timothy, he said, or Titus, he said, God has delivered us out of every evil thing. So he was so confident that nothing could touch him. He said, God just delivers us.